and welcome. I'm Alan Hargraves and this is Recharge On Air. How do habits and addictions fit in with your business model? I begin my weekdays with a short exercise routine followed by a 20-minute meditation. Then it's breakfast, a shower, and into my office and online where I look at two news sites, check overnight markets, open my email inbox, and take a quick stroll through Facebook. That last item is contentious. Much of Facebook's content to me is odious. It feeds egos and disseminates fake views, betrays a wide variety of bigotries and provokes ideas I'd call unfathomable were they not quite so shallow. Yet I do my morning scroll. Like most disorders, social media and or mobile phone addiction is a spectrum. At one end are occasional users. At the other are people who can't leave it alone. Excessive use shares the characteristics of medically defined addictions. Users feel anxious when deprived of access. Attempts to curb usage persistently fail. Constant use can jeopardise relationships and jobs. Increased usage is required to achieve the same desired effect. From a business perspective, it's a little like drug dealing. People keep coming back for more. What is the flip side of these negatives? For a start, there are such things as healthy habits. Part of my morning routine is healthy. It's become a habit because I've made it easy. It starts with leg stretches while I'm still in bed. Once I've started, I might as well keep going. Make something convenient and it's got a stronger chance of getting traction. If you can sell your product or service online, the fewer clicks it takes to transact, the more sales you'll make, even from bed. Another is the power of free. Unlike drug dealers, successful apps don't charge their customers for access. Think of them all: Facebook, Instagram, Uber, Airbnb, Google, Twitter, eBay, Alibaba, TripAdvisor, Baidu. Most make money from advertising or related transactions. You don't have to deal to get access. Nor, in fact, do they make that much money relative to their value. What they do have are ridiculously high share prices and massive numbers of users. Making money out of those users seems less important than the value they represent, at least for now. Facebook bought Instagram for $1 billion when it was making no money at all, and it still doesn't, and had fewer than 30 employees at the time. If you are working on a startup and you hope to sell it for a lot of money, you need to make it easier for users to join. Being free is a big help. Both those things, ease of use and ease of access, are the basis of strong habitual relationships in business, be they with suppliers or customers. If you examine the relationships you are involved in, from those suppliers of your most basic inputs through transactions and onto any aspect of after-sales service and relationship, what can you do to make it habitually easy? Can I justify my Facebook scroll? Well, I'd argue I'm actually interested in what some friends are up to. And I've got three daughters who post the most stupid things. I find them amusing, mostly. Occasionally, though, I deal and I click on some clickbait. And that is when I make money for Facebook. I'm Alan Hargraves. This has been Recharge On Air. Thank you for listening.